Dave Spadaro with Eagles head coach Chip Kelly. I like the sound of that. Terrific job for you today on the press conference. I thought it was fantastic. How do you think, do you kind of rate yourself in these kind of instances?
No, I judge myself by game, so we're still 0-0 right now.
Okay, let's talk about these first 24 hours of the job. Can you kind of just describe the whole process of saying yes and then going through this crazy time?
Yeah, you know, it was really saying yes. Well, first it was really saying goodbye to my team, and that was extremely difficult for me just because I'm so close to everybody there, players, coaches, everybody in the administration, special, special place. But Jeffrey let me do it the right way. I know a lot of people thought it was came out of left field, but I really appreciate it. It obviously, if he's telling people what's going on, then it gets out. My players don't hear it from me, and that's just never the way I wanted to operate. So he allowed me to do it. It told me a lot about this organization. And then really got on a plane and arrived here last night and, you know, really went to work last night starting to kind of formulate. The biggest thing for us right now in the two-prong attack is putting a coaching staff together and evaluating the players on the roster right now and getting a chance to watch tape and getting an understanding of who's who and what direction we got to go to. How do we improve? You know, how do we get better?
Chip, it's very evident that you love the game of football. When did you fall in love with football?
I've loved football since I was a little kid. I played a lot of other sports, but football was always my main sport, and it was just something about it. You know, the whole aspect of it, that it's a wide range of athletes can play it. Big guys, small guys. You know, it's all an in between, and it's the quintessential team game. You know, there's so many different moving parts, but it's just, you know, fall football is where it's at. It's outdoors. It's the weather. It's the elements. It's being on grass. It's awesome.
You know, when we watch you in a game, I mean, you are totally tuned into it. The evidence is there. You are just so focused on this thing. For a player to play for you, mm-hmm. I mean, what are you looking for?
I want guys that love football like I do. You know, and want to be successful and want to, you know, kind of mentally and physically push themselves to the limit, and then surround themselves with a bunch of other guys that want to do the same exact thing and that play the game for the right reasons and play the game for glory. And what I mean by glory is the height of achievement and not for fame, not about, you know, not worried about how many Twitter followers you have, you know, worried mm-hmm. about, you know, actually playing the game for the joy of playing the game.
Is there anything better than the camaraderie of a locker room after a victory?
No, and it can't be replicated. You know, when you get a bunch of guys that, you know, poured their heart and soul into something, and then you ultimately see it succeed, you know, to be able to kind of be in that locker room post-game and just you know, that feeling of accomplishment that what you did. But the great thing I love about this game, as screwed up as it is it's very short-lived because you've got about a couple hours to live it, and then all of a sudden your mind's automatically racing who we got next.
Yeah.
You know, because the process is the thing that I love, and the game plan and the practices and those things. So, you know, it's an all-encompassing thing.
What got you from being a player to being a coach?
Probably didn't want to get a real job. You know, didn't want to give up on just the game, you know, and the fact that you could stay in the coaching aspect and then work my way up and, you know, never had any, you know, everybody asked you a question, did you have a dream that you were going to be? And I never really did. You know, for me it was, can I have fun coaching and can I have fun with a game that I've always loved? And a coach I had a long time ago said the big time is where you're at, you know, and I always approached it that way. And never was the guy that's always looking, well, what about that job? What about that job? You know, just really happy in the job I have. And, you know, I've been so fortunate to have opportunities come my way. But I know the opportunities came my way because I was around great coaches and great players. So,
who are the influences?
There's a ton. You know, I always kind of get marvel. We all get a chance to meet a million people in our lives, but then we single out two. You know, I think I've always had an open mind that you can learn from so many different people. You know, and just this process was great. I really got a chance to talk to Dick Vermeil a lot. You know, a couple times. You know,
how come? Just to get a sense of.
Well, Dick is no. It was our defense coordinator Nick Alioti at Oregon, coached with Dick, and then Todd Light, who was with us at Oregon, had played for Dick with the Rams, and I've always been a fan of his. And I asked him, you know, this before I ever got to anything. Just he made a decision a long time ago to leave UCLA, and it wasn't about coming to Philadelphia. It was just about the jump from college football to the NFL, and just a guy that did it. You know, and kind of walked that walk and kind of how he was. And he was so gracious. And I called him last night when I arrived. And then typical coach fashion, he's in Long Beach right now coaching in a college all-star football game.
It never gets out of your system, does it?
No, it doesn't. And I just started laughing, and he started laughing himself. But, you know, get a chance to talk to people like him. Andy Reid was great during this whole process and really reached out to me to – and that spoke volumes of what this organization is about, that the coach that was just here for 14 years, you know, was taking time out of his day on his way to Kansas City to tell me what a special place Philadelphia was. So there's been a lot of people that have been influences on me.
Loving the game of football, you know, watching Oregon, seeing the touchdowns and the cool uniforms and the hoopla, and then reading about you and having everybody who's not nearly as smart as a football coach kind of describe what your offense is. I can't do that. I don't know what it is. I'm not smart enough. Can you tell me what's great offense? I mean, scoring points, I know, but is it the scheme? Is it making sure that your players are in the right spots? Is it creating mismatches?
It's simple. It's scoring points. You know, and I said it earlier, we're an equal opportunity scoring operation. It's not how you get it across the line, it's can you get it across the line. And but it has to be driven by your players. The game of football is always personnel driven, and the fun part of coaching is how can we get this group to score, and how do we put them in situations where they can be successful, and evaluating what you have from a talent standpoint, and then utilizing that talent. And that's what good coaches do, and that's what our plan is here, is getting a real good grasp of what our personnel is and then putting them in positions to make plays.
How honored did you feel when coaches like Coach Belichick and others came to you and wanted to talk a little bit about the game of football and your philosophy?
Yeah, I think that gets overblown. I've had numerous opportunities in my career to go visit other colleges when I was at New Hampshire. And then when I got to Oregon, schools weren't as friendly about letting me visit because we may be playing each other, obviously. So, you know, I'd really reached out when I was at Oregon to go visit some NFL teams, because obviously Oregon's not going to play against an NFL team. So whether it's going to visit the Niners or the Seahawks on the West Coast, and or the Patriots, because I'm from New England, the Bills I've been to the Dolphins, you know, a lot of different teams. And you can learn from anybody. And that was the good part. So, you know, I think it's kind of a misconception that Bill Belichick called me and reached out to me. And, you know, they whenever you get a chance to visit teams, you share ideas with them. They want to know what you're doing, and you want to know what they're doing. So,
last question. What do you know about the football team at this point? I mean, fans are already rushing to who's going to play quarterback and who's going to do this and who's going to do that. But yeah, as you sit there, what do you really know?
Well, what I know, and not being sarcastic, is we don't play till September. You know, so that I think the biggest thing for us is to make sure we make a thorough evaluation. And it was no different than I was in college. And, you know, when a quarterback graduates, who's your starting quarterback next year? And I would be like, it's February. You know, mm-hmm. We don't play till September. You know, we have a process of going through. You know, we got OTAs where we get a chance to really, you know, we'll evaluate them on film and put together our offensive schemes, and then get a chance in OTAs to really get our hands on them and see what they can do up close and personal, and then formulate a plan. And I know any teams that are successful have competition. I want our guys to compete. And the best players play. Everywhere I've been in successful teams is when it's the best players play. It's not we picked him because we liked him before the competition even started. Is that we're going to go out there and we're going to let those guys prove it. And I'll tell these guys, and I've told every other team, is that, you know, as a coaching staff, we don't set the depth chart. You do. You know, and if you deserve to play, you'll play. And you'll show us every day in practice that you deserve to play.
Can't wait. Coach, thank you very much for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.